You wanted racist, you got racist.
Howdy, folks. Welcome back to the White Power Hour.
Once you go black, you go running back.
Now, here are them good old boys. Ricky.
Do you like Asians?
Ew.
And Gray and Wizard Julian.
Why does every time somebody describes themselves as a black male, it sounds like a crime to me? Once you go black, you dial 911 to get your wallet back. Wake up, America. If you vote for anybody on the left in the 2010 elections, we will lose America.
I don't care what they say. Them boys ain't queer.
Why's it gotta be black?
You know why.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
Today is Thursday, July 8th.
2010.
You have downloaded episode
299. Why do I sound echoey?
I think you sound fine to me.
Oh, okay.
I can't believe...
It's not butter?
I can't believe it's not butter.
Okay.
I can't believe it can't be better. But it's almost episode 300.
It is.
I can't fucking believe it. 300 episodes. I've been on every episode.
Wow.
So, you know how fucking dedicated I am to this show.
Uh-huh.
Oh, if only I had others that were so dedicated.
Who has been your longest running co-host?
Some racist guy.
Okay.
Yeah. let's see. I was going to say something. And it's 9:30 at night recording this. So, we're really fucking dedicated to you guys. Because it's rare that we record this late.
Well... Since we just heard that intro, I wanted to talk about Lou.
Oh, me. Aww. I was going to talk about that, but our friend Lou is moving to Denver, Colorado.
God, Denver from Florida. I think
it was such a shock for us.
He's like, when was it? Wednesday. He's like, okay, I'm moving to Denver, Colorado this weekend. And we're like, okay, and I think it's a bad idea because it's kind of close to Arizona, and he's Latino, and they're going to deport his ass to Mexico, even though he's not Mexican.
Oh, I know, right? He's New Jerseyan.
Even though he's not Mexican, they're going to ship his ass.
I'm scared for him.
To Chihuahua.
To Chihuahua. Chihuahua. I'm going to miss Lou. We didn't get to hang out a lot this year.
No.
That's sad. And he's like leaving like in 2 days tomorrow.
I know.
Or Saturday.
That's fucked up.
And I have to work all day on Saturday.
Womp, womp.
Womp, womp. So, Lou, we're going to miss you. You have to keep in touch and give us a call every now and then.
We will miss you very much,
and
Lou.
He said he would still work on stuff for us, though, too.
Well, that's good. But it still doesn't make up for not ever getting to see you.
I know. Me. Oh, so I have an important announcement to make. I got a new position at my job.
Yay! You're now the head bottom?
I am now the top bottom. After 60 positions that I have applied for, let me finish that sentence.
Okay.
I've got one in my own department. I don't get it, whatever. But I'm fine with that. I just need to make more money, and I'll make more money. So.
That works.
So that's good. It's going to start in like a week and a half or 2 weeks. I'll be at the new position.
Very cool.
So. I had to go to Walmart today. I know we're like skipping around big time.
Is that any different?
Wait, before we do that.
Is that any different than any other show
it's
we
not.
Do? Okay.
Episode 300, we're going to be live on Pride 48 from 3 to 4.
A whole hour.
A whole big hour.
For our big episode 300.
Of our little show.
It'll be a big little show.
You'll think Sarah might be there?
Sarah might be there.
Awesome.
And Ricky's mama might show up.
Oh, I'm sure she will.
But all you hookers, we...
Please be there.
We not only would like you to be there, but I want all of you to leave us a voicemail.
Yes. Even all three of you that listen. You can leave us a voicemail. You can email us. Don't send it through Twitter or Facebook because I forget to look at that.
Would prefer a voicemail.
Yeah, okay. Joan says fucking voicemail, so it better be a goddamn voicemail.
Leave a voicemail.
Yeah. How did that come up?
What was it? Oh, it's up here because I was being nosy.
Oh.
you know how I be.
I don't want to see it.
So yes, give us a call for 300th episode. It's gonna be an hour long live.
Yes.
Be square.
We want all our fans to show up in the chat room and leave us voice letters. And it seems like not everybody is a fan.
I was not going to go there. Well, I was, but later. But we can go there now. That Sarah, I think she left a bad, bad review.
Well, our last episode was titled, I'll give you five stars.
And someone came back and said,
I'll give you one star.
Let it be known that this is not the first time we've had a one-star review. Actually, we have six of them.
It is the first time we've had a one-star review since Julian was on the show.
And he came over to me. He was bawling, crying.
I was so upset.
Because he cannot believe the perfection of this show. Someone had something bad to say about it.
and the fact that...
Should we read what it says? Should we?
Of course.
Because, I mean, it's kind of stupid. And,
it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and we're not upset. So it's not like.
No,
whatever.
Because obviously it's some tool bag that had a bone to pick or.
Right. So, Meg says.
And I don't get it because it's obviously a guy because he's a rated Grindr.
Right.
So
stupid Meg.
His name is not Meg, obviously.
The one thing I hate more, this is my favorite part. The one thing I hate more than fat people bragging about weight loss.
How dare you?
I don't know who he's talking about. Is a podcast that has two men begging for money. Both happen in this podcast.
Because you know... We can't make it through 10 minutes without
begging for money.
Begging for money.
The only thing I am assuming is they heard our episodes from Pride 48 where we asked for donations for the show. Or not for our show, but for Pride 48.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing I can think of. We've never came out and asked for money.
No, I've never.
So I don't know what that's about. But we have had people go in there and be like, no, and give us 5 stars. But also, oh, shit.
That was kind of loud.
But also, to help us out here so we can get this 1-star review off, if you go over and hit report a concern and type a concern in there,
mm-hmm.
and then also say that this review was not helpful, because it'll get the 1-star review
obviously,
off.
If we have 300 mm-hmm. 5-star reviews and 1-star review, then obviously that's not helpful.
Actually, what I want to do is I'm going to read all the 1 stars that we've had.
Oh.
Just so that we can feel good about ourselves.
Okay.
Does that sound awesome? Oh, actually, we only have 2 1-star reviews. I thought we had 6.
Oh, and the one was from very...
This was back in 2007.
Very early in your...
Herb days. Really monumentally awful. Not to mention a disservice to the gay community in general. The boyfriend, Herb, actually seems like a normal, intelligent... nice guy, but the host Ricky is a total bore. Cliched, ignorant stereotype. Here's 50 minutes of your life you'll never get back. Total waste of bandwidth. And I'm thinking this was probably another chubby guy that wanted my boyfriend.
Yeah,
so.
Because anybody in their right mind would not say Herb's the normal one.
Right. Good one.
Right? I like reading the 5 stars.
Yeah. So to set off the 1 star that we got, we had a couple people actually give us reviews. I don't think I read this one. Ricky and Julian Rock from Thinker Tinker.
I don't think you read it, but
we are kind of echoey. I think it's the room, though.
Okay.
Ricky and Julian make me laugh. Their banter and jokes of each other get me rolling. I absolutely love Julian's sarcasm and honesty. Ricky, cute voice to match his personality, and he's sweet. Can't believe I didn't listen in sooner. You should, too.
Uh-huh.
Oh, thank you, Thinker Tinker.
I'm sarcastic.
Yes. He forgot racist, but I'm sure he was just trying to be nice.
That's okay. Joe sells me enough.
Right. Moose in NC left us one. Says, funny, funny, funny. Great show. The hosts have great chemistry. They chat for half an hour and are very interesting.
Okay, read one where they blow smoke up my ass.
Oh, well, I'm getting there. Wait.
Wait, we haven't begged for money. Please! Oh,
let's beg for money first.
Please give us money! Because that's all we do this for is money.
I already read the one about you.
And how dare you say you lost weight.
I know. Bad. I have...
You should.
That's so stupid. That is so stupid.
Only brag when you've gained weight.
I'm like, shut your face, you dumb,
twat.
Stupid person.
Twat.
I know they're listening. Hey. Kevin and Danbury says, Ricky and people are some of the best podcasters out there. They tell it like it is and don't pull any punches. A laugh riot, whether listening live or listening to the posted show later in the week.
Okay, didn't I say read one about me?
But I don't see that one. I saw one
and
about
then, and
you.
And then you went ahead and said, Ricky and people.
It says Ricky and people.
I know, but you didn't have to...
Oh, I messed up. Sorry. It says Ricky and Julian. Hold on. You want me to make my own 5-star review?
Yes.
About you?
Yes.
So, I listen to Foul Monkeys, and Ricky is a total bore and a total cliche.
Mm-hmm.
But Julian is the fucking bomb. He has a huge dick, and he spreads it everywhere.
And he's hot.
And it's clean. And he's hot, and he's white as the pure snow in Wasilla.
You want me to do one about you?
That's what people should do, is call in on 300th episode and leave us reviews. No, do it on iTunes. But yes, do one about me. Do one about me. I'm ready.
I love it when Ricky talks about how much weight he's lost, mm-hmm. because he is looking so hot these days, and he makes me laugh so hard, and I just get all moist thinking about him, and I can't get enough of Foul Monkeys. Oh, I think I threw up in my mouth a little bit doing that.
Oh, we have one more. Ugh, I think I threw up my mouth a little bit. Gar in Denver, mm-hmm. he messaged me off Bear 411. Remember I showed you?
Oh, they said, we finally get to see what the ginger bear looks like.
Yeah, me. Oh, and just we went through some other countries, and we had reviews in other countries, which were awesome. And we'll go to the other
country.
Yeah,
I wanted to talk about that, too.
Gar in Denver says, can't begin to say how much I love the show. Can't wait until the new ones are posted. New listener, but will always be listening.
Yay! Well, thank you, Gar in Denver.
Lay down on the co.
Hold on, we're missing something. Hi,
Rodan. Welcome to the show.
So we were going through some stats. I was able to get online. This is all about our show. We'll make people want to kill themselves.
Why not?
So we were going through some stats online, and I was looking at where people download from and stuff like that. And I came across interesting...
Well, naturally, our number one country of download is the United States.
Right.
But...
So a few months ago, we were making jokes about how, you know, we were like a cult hit
in Japan.
Japan or China or whatever. So I'm looking at the downloads, and... Our second country of most downloads
is China.
Oh, scary.
And we know how Ricky feels about the Asians.
Except for the one last night.
We'll get to that.
Oh.
You keep jumping ahead.
I know. I cannot believe that there are people in China that download our show. I'm hoping that's a download. But
well, obviously,
I mean, it shows that it is, but I don't know if maybe it's like a bot or something, you know. But if you are in China and you understand English,
I want to hear from a Chinese listener.
You can email us,
but do it where you won't get in trouble from your communist government,
right? Mm-hmm. And also. Also, we need to know where you are so we can put you on the map. There's not a lot of cities in China that's highlighted, so
we'll figure
out
what
your closest biggest city is.
We'll just Google it.
Yeah.
But just, I want to hear from a Chinese listener.
Me too. That would be awesome. We had a bunch of downloads in the Netherlands.
and another
and Belarus.
Was another like, huge. It was like
I was
country
like, who the fuck lives? I didn't even.
It was like bigger than the UK or Australia.
Right. I think they're bots or something. I don't know. Well, Belarus was down towards the bottom.
Oh, was
but it?
It
was only like 3 downloads or something. I don't know. I can't remember. But I was like, but this is the good part. I was like, where the hell is Belarus? Is that near Poland or Germany or something? And you said that it was like somewhere completely different.
No, I said Eastern Europe.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
And we were both right.
And we were both right. It took us a little while to find it. We found it, y'all.
It was on our map.
And such. And the Iraqs and the Irans and the South Africas.
Like Miss South Carolina said, mm-hmm. We have maps.
Yeah.
That way we can find out where things are.
Somebody told me, I forget who it was, that there's an actual t-shirt with a sash on it that has her whole speech on it. I have to have that.
Of course you do.
If you are, oh, I'm not begging for money. But if you are a listener and you know where to get this shirt, please, please get an extra large and I'll fucking love you forever and send it to us. Because I have to have that shirt. And Rodan thinks it's hilarious. In his cave.
Where he keeps
his children.
The little boys.
His churin. Oh, so let's see what else we got going on.
I had a pretty big shock last night.
You did?
I did. When I got home, Ricky was chatting with somebody online.
Mm-hmm. I've talked to him forever, though.
And the webcam was up. Mm-hmm. And
nothing dirty.
No, no. But he was Asian.
He sure was.
I was shocked.
You're like, is that an Asian?
You have been turned off by it so much that you've looped back around to turned off.
That wants it. Yeah. Give me the Asians.
You are so gay that you've looped back around the straight.
Yeah, he's cute. I've talked to him for 4 or 5 years.
He
so.
Was cute.
He's really nice, and he lives far away, though, so we're just friends. But
I could almost hear the air quotations when you said just friends.
Oh, my gosh. Sunday, I went to a pool party. Oh, I had lots to drinkies.
I wanted to save that for the 300th episode.
Oh, well, we'll save it for the 300th episode. That's just a prelude to it.
Because I'm going to break out the text messages.
No, that you cannot break out the text messages I sent you.
That Ricky sent me that night. Oh, but I will.
And we'll tell you all about the rest of it.
Yeah.
Because it's really good.
Oh, well, that's all you, but the text messages are gold.
Right.
They're worth tuning in for.
I am sure. speaking of that, I was at Walmart today because I'm making deviled eggs with bacon in them. I know Big Fatty would be like, oh, bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Which Julian hates when I fry bacon because I get grease all over
everywhere.
The place.
Everywhere.
We're going to try something different this time, though. I was at Walmart, and you know the clientele that's already there. There's no surprise.
White trash.
Pretty much.
Okay.
I see this kid. He's in jeans and a wife beater. He's skinny.
Okay.
He's like a thug, so he's got his jeans down like to his knees, you know?
Lovely.
And I'm over looking at cards or something, and I look over, and he has a stick of deodorant. He smells it. And then puts it under his arm.
And then puts it back on the shelf.
Puts the lid back on it and puts it back on the shelf.
Of course he does.
I pulled my deodorant right out of the cart because I had bought some. And I pulled the lid off to make sure it was not used. How fucking gross is that? Oh. That is almost as gross as vomit to me. Like, I would die if somebody took, like, a toothbrush and rubbed it under the arm and stuck it back in.
Why would you rub a toothbrush?
I don't know. People do some weird fucking shit. So, ugh, that was nasty.
Yeah,
I would have died if I would have brought home my deodorant. Hey.
I saw that coming a mile away, though.
Oh.
Who be texting you?
The Asian just text messaged me. He says, you recording?
Me rub you wrong time.
You le cordling? How would you say it? Le cordling?
I don't know. Ask Gravitas.
Yeah, right. Could you say, are you recording in the English that you talk?
Yes.
All right, so what else we got going on here? Oh, I got a big surprise for you. Let's do phone calls first.
Keep it in your pants.
Ew, that's not big. Me. I didn't even mean to cut myself down.
You did a good job,
though. Oh, we did get a message on Facebook from Matt Unique Smith.
Mm-hmm.
He just wanted to say that Franco's cuteness makes me feel like a dirty old man.
Oh, well, it does. It makes us feel like dirty old men, too.
Yeah, because he's fucking cute.
He is cute.
And he's only a train ride away, but, you know, obviously he doesn't want to come visit us.
He wouldn't
anything,
come see us because we'd probably molest him.
This is true. I wouldn't.
You would.
I might.
She would.
We're going to get rid of... We're going to get rid of Rodan. We're done with him. Just like his little 12-year-old boys. All right, here we go, phone calls.
Now it's time to hear what you have to say to the Fell Monkeys. Leave a voicemail anytime at area code 206-984-3685. That's 206-984-3685.
Oh,
How much do we love Ricky pulling up Facebook and seeing his ex-boyfriend in a relationship with somebody new?
That's like the fourth time that it's happened.
I know. He's a serial.
And it's not like I stalk him.
He's a serial relationshipper.
Yeah. Well, that's nice.
Could you read my last status update? Which you just had up there but clicked off of.
Let's go to Jurian. Right here?
Yeah.
Apparently, Facebook feels I need more female impersonator friends. 20 suggestions were all drag queens.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Weird.
Yes.
Do you think it was as, like...
I have no idea.
All right, keep talking for
a minute. And it was ones I've never heard of, so I X'd all their asses out.
Sorry, he thinks we're live, so I'm telling him not until Sunday.
Oh, no, not live.
Which we could have gone with. I mean, there's no...
What? See's candies. Assorted little pops. Gourmet hard candies.
That's the only thing the fucking dog didn't eat.
I know.
God damn it. All right, here we go. First call.
Okay.
Hello, Lakeland. You're on the line. Lakeland. All monkeys. This is Kevin in the Danbury from Nature Kev on the Twitters. I just have a couple things for you. First of all, Julian, how dare you beat that Greyhound? I ought to come down there and beat you with lots of candy.
Well, how convenient is that we were just talking about a fucking dog that ate all of our goddamn candy? He deserved it.
Yeah, he kind of did. And I didn't beat him. I just whacked him
on
the
head. He doesn't know what it feels like to be beat.
No, I just whacked him on the head with the damn empty box of candy. His head is so hard that didn't faze him, I assure you.
All right, here we go.
Goes okay from one Greyhound lover to another. Now, since Larry King has decided to hang up his suspenders, I think you two, since you were so fabulous on Pride 48, should replace him. How about that? Let's give CNN a call. Love the show. Talk to you soon. Bye.
How awesome would that be if we had a job like that?
You're live with Larry King.
That's pretty good.
Of course, I don't have the 3-inch thick, huge glasses, but I do have a mic in front of me.
It would be awesome if it was Larry King and Sarah Palin at the same table.
Sarah Palin's America. You know, where we shoot shit with a hunting rifle.
And when we say shit, we mean anything other than whites.
That's right.
Thank you for calling, Kevin. And we would totally be willing to wear suspenders and work for 400 years on a show.
For the amount of money that he makes.
I would wear a diaper 24/7 for that.
Ew.
Whatever. Aniko.
Lay down, please.
Yes, please.
Please.
All right, next call. Here we go.
I want some thief candy. Give me some thief candy. I want some thief candy.
Wow. I believe we've had our first call from Anti-Vera.
Let's play it again.
I want some thief candy. Give me some thief candy. I want some thief candy.
I love that. I like the last one. We do want some fucking See's candy. Our dog, or Julian's dog, ate it.
Well, yeah, and we can't help it. He's a horse, and apparently he likes chocolates from California.
Yeah. Like a lot of other dogs do.
Yeah, right.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
We're stealing from other shows. We need to stop before we get a one-star review for that shit.
From Big Fatty. Okay. Right. I think it's only fair that we borrow from him, seeing as how he plays clips of our show.
About three times a week, which yeah. I love. I love it.
I do too. He loves the fact that we
talk about him 24/7.
Well, not 24/7.
I heard him yell out your name the other night when Connor was in the bedroom with him. Big Fatty. And he may have been talking about something else.
That's what I was going to say.
Oh, Big Fatty.
Dear Gussie.
Here we go.
Hello, Foul Monkeys. This question is directed towards Ricky. I'm just wondering how it feels to know that a podcast that you supposedly made, quote-unquote, was featured on TNS before you.
Oh, my God, drop it, babe!
I'm just curious. Because, yeah. Seems like you would have gotten on that shit, but are you just too lazy? I know you're lazy bottom, but, you know, with all that, like, world record cum farting you do, but...
That's
anyways,
Julian.
I'm just curious. So, yeah. Bye. Yeah, I stole
this
joke, sorry.
Okay, first of all, how about getting a phone that works? Brian, from That's What She Said, the show that I invented. But I really don't care because I met them in person, all of them, so
and
that's better.
You know what? They're not Oprah.
Right.
I mean, really?
So now I'm not upset and I'm not jealous, but I know that you are because I met them, so of course, duh. And they love me, and they have pictures of me or them kissing me and stuff. So, because it was my birthday, whatever.
Speaking of gay podcasters,
mm-hmm.
Why do I or should I care that queen is on Big Brother? tweeted, if I wanted to see a prancing queen,
how
podcaster,
dare
I live with one.
You are one, bitch.
Touche. Yeah, whatever. Still, I don't want to have to watch that on TV.
I think I'm going to record it.
You know what? That show should have been canceled like 10 years ago.
The reason I don't watch Big Brother is because it makes me angry. I get so involved with the show that it just makes me fucking angry.
The reason I don't watch it is because I have my own life and I don't really care
about other people's
those
problems.
People's lives. No. I don't give a shit. And they don't make me laugh.
I wish you guys could have seen Julian's face when he did that. And they don't make me laugh. All right, last phone call. Here we go.
Ricky, this is Lou. I am calling from Rock Springs Park in Apopka. And this is awesome so far. Still waiting on a couple more people. But you know what? You suck because there's a lot of blue sky out here. It's nice and cool. And we have watermelon vodka flavored watermelon. Catching a nice little buzz.
Wait,
watermelon,
that sounds
vodka flavored watermelon.
You know what that sounds like?
Chicken ranchero, chicken soft taco. Somebody had a little drinky drinks.
See, I told you it happens.
So you're missing out. Anyway, I wanted to ask you to ask Trucker Mike or any of your trucker friends if going into the trucking industry sounds like a good idea. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, I explained to him that Trucker Mike was not a trucker, and he was like, well, that name's deceiving. And I was like, well, his dad's a trucker, so.
That name's deceiving. And how big of a dick do you feel?
I know.
That you didn't go.
But you saw the weather on Saturday.
To the Sprint.
Or, yeah, Saturday. You saw the weather.
It sucked. It sucked all weekend.
Right. And I didn't want to drive an hour and 20 minutes to go to a park and for them to say, sorry, we're closed, you know?
But yeah.
I feel bad. I mean, if I would have known what I know now.
Who knew he would announce
right
Wednesday, oh, Saturday I'm leaving for
Denver, Colorado.
The surface of the sun.
You know who lived there? One of my exes. Ben, my first boyfriend ever.
Ben Dover.
The one where I haven't talked about this on the show.
Oh, is that the one?
No, don't say it on the show, but the one with the...
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I can't talk about that because okay. Just in case.
Well, as long as I know.
Right.
And really, when we get down to it, that's what's important.
You know what? Maybe we'll make a show, and maybe when people buy our DVDs...
We can do a reenactment.
Right. But you're going to be Ben.
I'll have a stunt double.
Name. Inside joke.
Anyway.
Ugh, there's another foul monkeys. So I have a surprise for you. Ready? We're at 32 minutes, so we need to hurry up.
Again, keep it in your pants.
Not that. So, you know how you were upset with me because I've been wearing my clothes too big and, you know, you're like, you need to buy more stylish clothes.
Uh-huh.
Well, I took my first step into buying stylish clothes.
Okay.
Fuck me. Can you still hear me? Wait. Okay, there we go.
Yeah, he pulled his own headphones out.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
So this is just a start.
Okay.
And don't say where I got them from, because okay. You saw the bag.
Actually, but, I didn't, but okay.
Oh, okay. But this is my first pair of jeans off the regular rack that I can wear.
Woohoo!
Do you like them?
They are cute. Yes.
Thank you. And look how much they were.
Wow.
I know. So that's my first pair of jeans off the regular rack, not going to a Big and Tall store.
Very good.
And I got a cute shirt to go with it. You want to see?
Very good. And Simba's going to give them the official sniff test.
Right. And then I just bought this shirt because I like it. And you know I love name brands.
Enjoy cocaine.
Yes. And I'm wearing it to work tomorrow. So. So I thought you'd be proud of me and maybe some of the listeners would be proud of me that I actually purchased clothes.
Clean it up, Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah. Oh, poor Lindsay. Going to jail for 90 days.
How much do I love that picture they ran in the paper of her mouth hanging open when they announced the verdict.
Stupid bitch.
That's what you get for putting fuck you on your fingernails.
Oh, did she write fuck you on the fingernails?
Yes, they like close
oh,
up
is
on
that what that was?
Yes.
I didn't see what they were showing. I thought they were showing her colored fingernails.
No, it had fuck you written on it.
No.
Yes.
Like each finger was a letter?
No, and one finger, the middle bird finger said fuck and then the letter U.
To who?
Who knows?
Oh, probably the paparazzi because they were there taking
or
their
the
pictures.
Judge or... The justice system, the man.
So she has to go to jail for 90 days, and then she has to go to rehab for 90 days.
That is correct.
She won't stay in jail for 90 days.
Mm-mm.
They won't keep her in there for 90 days.
Well, since we're about to wind down the show, I want to remind all our listeners, since I'm going to beg for money here, that...
You'll beg for that money?
My 28th birthday is coming up on August 31st.
Yes.
So feel free to check out my Amazon wish list on the Foul Monkeys website.
Awesome. I'm glad you did that because I forget.
And I have updated it recently. So.
Okay. Also, remember to go into iTunes and leave us a review, especially for our 300th episode. But we need you guys to call us and tell us how awesome or how unawesome we are.
Yeah, and I don't want any more one-star reviews.
You know, now that you say that, like 10 people are going to go give us one-star reviews. But you know what? This is how I see it. It's feedback. Even if it's negative, we have to accept it, even though some people can't stand that they're 900 pounds and can't help that someone's losing weight and helping themselves.
Where's my food hook?
And someone that lives off food stamps and probably sits outside our house at our trash can waiting for us to throw our food away. But whatever, they can leave a review on iTunes.
Why did a mullet and a Camaro pop into my head?
Didn't Lori... Yes. Lori Dean getting a Camaro.
Yes.
I'm sorry. The new Camaros are fucking nice.
Yeah, but I'm thinking of like the 80s ones with the hatchback and the
T-tops.
The T-tops, and when you open the hatchback, you have to like prop it up with a broom.
And I'm thinking mirrored aviator glasses.
Oh, one of those the Berlinetta Camaros.
I'm thinking mirrored aviator glasses with a nice going mullet, you know.
Like Billy Ray Cyrus mullet. Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking a mom tattoo on the left arm.
Mama didn't heart me.
Mama. Mama don't take no mess.
Mama don't sell no meth. That's my sister.
She just gives it away.
That's her pussy.
I'm going to be up forever making fucking deviled eggs. Mm. Fuck you people.
That's why we get one star. Right. All right, we need to wind the shit down.
Yeah, give us a call 206-984-3685 for our 300th episode, or you can call 863-666-0377.
Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jcmarple@gmail.com.
Send Julian birthday surprises or me junk and stuff.
Yay.
And when I say junk and stuff, I mean a shirt with the sash on it that has the speech of Miss America or Miss Carolina. That would be awesome. South Carolina. At P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802.
Join the Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook. You can also follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at J.C. Marple.
And you can follow me on Twitter by searching for Foul Monkeys, and you can follow me on Facebook by searching for Ricky Burton.
All right.
Is that it? Is that all we got?
That's all we got.
In a midday podcast.
You betcha.
Or a midweek, I mean. Not a midday. Almost midnight.
I know.
All right, we're out here. Bye, people. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
Bye.
Well, folks, looks like we're at the end of another show, but don't worry. The boys will be back for another episode real soon. Now let's go and cornhole some drunks.
Cornhole.